Thank you, male chorus. Amen. And we thank the Deltas for the wonderful gift that they've given to the church. Let's give them a hand, church. Amen. This afternoon, we will be celebrating the Martin Luther King celebration at Rustburg. The Campbell County NAACP is sponsoring that. That'll be at 4 p.m. this afternoon. I think we've got several members of our church that are participating in the choir. And so if you can come out and support that, I know that they would greatly, greatly appreciate that. Amen? And then also, we've got church meeting on this coming Friday. And we ask that you all would prepare your hearts for that. Leadership meeting will be at 5 p.m., leadership training, rather. And so we're asking all of our church leaders to come out for that. Amen? Again, we welcome you as you join us today online. We welcome you in here. Thank God that we're all in the place where we can worship the Lord together and give Him glory because He is worthy. And Garland, thank you for that song, man. I really, really appreciate that. And the Lord used you in a mighty way. Where, Garland? Okay, there he goes. Okay. Amen. Thank you all for that so much. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to the book of Acts. We're again in the book of Acts. And while you're turning there, a little bird whispered in my ear that Reverend Ray had a birthday on yesterday. So we thank God for that. Amen. Amen. Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. One day Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Now a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something back from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up. And instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. Thank God for the reading of his word. You may be seated. I want to talk today a little bit about the subject, the power to get up. The power to get up. Let us pray. Father, we ask that you would help us now to proclaim your truth as only you can. And Lord, we ask that you'd bring out the things that I've studied. Help us to discern your word that we might apply it into our lives and into our hearts. We are grateful today. We're so thankful that you blessed us to enter into the house of worship. And Lord, today may this indeed be time well spent. In Jesus' name we do pray with thanksgiving. And all the church said, amen and amen. How many of you have ever been down in life? Just had down situations where you either felt depressed or you felt like the world was caving in on you. It could have been a financial difficulty. It could have been some type of pain or crisis that you faced. We're living in a world where there are many, many things that can bring you down. Many, many things can put you at a point where you feel like, well, what's life all about and why am I here? There are a lot of pain, a lot of people going through things, and they feel that their options are, well, you know, I'll just get high. I'll just blow my mind and forget all about the problems that I'm facing. Others take the dreadful action of committing suicide or either doing something to inflict harm on their body. But I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that we have an answer today. And that answer is in Jesus Christ. He gives us the power to get up. For us this day, we think that if I can just escape somewhere, if I can go somewhere, and that'll help me. But that won't really solve the problem. What solves the problem is to be able to bring it to God and give Him the problem. Give it over to the Lord and allow Him to lift you up. I have learned that life is not necessarily the absence of problems, but rather the presence of God. Amen. Let me say that again. It's not the absence of problems, but it's the presence of God that really lifts your spirit. Amen. Doing a search of the scripture, there were many, many people who have testimonies of how God raised them up and brought them through their crisis and their circumstances. For instance, I talk about Abram and Sarai in the Old Testament. They were there trying to serve God, but they had impossible situations that seemed to come their way. They had needs in their life that they really didn't know how to answer. Sarah was barren. They were living in a country that didn't really offer any opportunities for them to advance their faith. You might say that they were in what we call a crippling condition. A crippling condition, something that brought them down. But when they decided to put their faith in God, a dynamic changed. It wasn't that they all of a sudden became young. They were still the same age, still had the same needs. But God said to them, Abram, I want you to walk by faith. I want you to lift up your head. I want you to walk beyond the situation. What I'm challenging some of you with today is the fact that by faith, you can move forward. Amen. You're not stuck in a situation because when God speaks to you, He will bring you out. Amen. He will deliver you. Yes. Another person that we find out from the scripture that had his share of crippling situations, even though it wasn't a physical infirmity that he had, but he felt like there's no opportunity for me. Little David kept his father's sheep outside of Bethlehem, and there he was feeling like, well, I don't have any hope. Here I am, you know, all of my older brothers, they're doing this and that. Here I am, I'm stuck. But one day God anointed him, sent the prophet Samuel to anoint him and said, David, you can get up. I've got a purpose for you. I've got a plan for you. You can get up. You can rise above that situation. Some of you are looking at your life today and you said, you know, I'm in a dead-end job. I'm facing all of these obstacles in my life. How do I get up? Put your faith in God, because He did not bring you to this planet for you to live your life the way that it is. Oh, and by the way, some of you on us online, you're probably saying, well, I'm a big mistake. No one is a mistake. Amen. With God. Amen. The Bible says in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to His purpose. So there's power to get up. I don't know what your need is, but every one of us have some things that we're trying to work through. You've got some situations that you don't really know how to handle. But before you say to yourself, it's overwhelming, I can't take it, put your trust in God. Amen. He didn't bring you this far to leave you now. Amen. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about the crippling situations, but then I'm also going to talk about how do you show caring and compassion? All of that's going to be brought out in this passage where this lame man was, because he had a situation from birth. Luke was reading almost like he was reading the man's life. You know how our doctor, he was a doctor, medical doctor, and he's almost looking at the man's chart. He said, okay, he was lame from birth, had to beg for a living, didn't look like anybody was going to give him a break. He was down. Everybody say down. Down. The world is quick to put you down. Amen. But what we're talking about is lifting you up. And do you not know that you and I, as believers, as fellow believers in Christ, we have that ability to lift each other up? Amen. We have that ability to help strengthen people. Yes. For instance, if you see somebody that's already down, don't kick them. No. If you see him down, don't say, well, you sure are down and I'm up. If you can't help me, don't hurt me. So we're going to talk about that caring and that compassion. Compassion moves you. The Bible says that Jesus was moved with compassion and he acted. He did something. He responded to the situations in this world. But then we're going to talk about confidence. Confidence. You got to believe you got it. Some of us doubt our own abilities. Don't venture out to take chances. Life is not an easy place, but it is a possible place. The situations and things that you go through are not impossible if you hold on to God's hand. If you say, Lord, I trust in you. I believe in your strength and your ability. God will bring you through these things. After all, some of you got your own testimonies. We talked about people from the Bible, but some of you have been down. Some of you had needs, and some of you didn't really know what the future was going to bring, but you knew the one who was going to bring the future, and God brought you through, didn't he? Yeah, go and praise him. Can't nobody thank him for you. You know what God did for you. You know how through him you made it over. You got to give him thanks. You got to recognize him. Time, as the song says, is filled with swift transition. Not on earth of hope can stand, but build your hope on things eternal. Hold to God's. Nudge somebody, say, hold to God's unchanging hand. You got to do that. We live in a world of put downs. We live in a world where everybody, you know, it seems to be at everybody's throat. You know, we used to call these the United States. I don't know what we call them now. Don't look like we're together on anything. But I tell you, it's a few folk in here that are together. It's a few people in here that knows what's good. And we put our trust in the living God. So when you look at these things, you have to be able to discern what's going on around you. You have to be able to look at the circumstances of life not as impossibilities. Take the I-M off and put possibilities in front of it. Is that all right? So what happened with this lame man? He had a crippling condition from birth. Wasn't able to get up and support himself. Family tried to come up with solutions. They said, well, we got a fundraising plan here. You know, back in the day, they probably would have called that GoFundMe. But in that day, it was begging. Imagine that. How depressing it is. And now you got to beg for a living because you don't have the strength in your body to work. Some of you, when you get up each day, you know how it is when you get a certain age and your legs hurt? You ought to praise God. I'm going to tell you the reason why. Because if you're still standing on them and they hurt, that's a blessing. And all the old folks said amen. But when you are facing these situations, you've got to be able to act. And you can only act when there is concern. I'm concerned about people who are down. I'm concerned about people who are hurting. Now you ask, why should you be concerned? You've been down. You've been broken. You know what it's like for the tears to come down your eyes. You know what it's like to be in pain. You know, a little child can teach us some valuable lessons. When they hear another child crying, they'll cry. Yes. Not because they've been inflicted with pain, but I feel what you feel. Something happens that is amazing when you accept Christ. The love of Jesus gets inside of you, and when you see somebody who is hurt, you want to do something. You move to act. You either want to say a kind word, you want to do a kind deed. But here's the point. We feel powerless. Today, I want to help you move from powerless to powerful. I want you to be able to move from a position where I can't do anything to where Reverend Ray says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so the first thing, the first truth that you've got to come in contact with, you've got to be able to see something. Take notice. You've got to be able to see what's going on in your environment. And you've got to be able to focus on what really is the issue. Let's look at this situation. When compassion strikes your heart, you want to say, I want to do something about it. This man, he's begging at the temple. Everybody comes in. He's begging. He's asking, holding out the little cup. He's jingling it, holding out the little cup. I remember being in South Korea, and there was a man by the name of Crying Charlie. Crying Charlie was in rags every day. He'd gotten beat up, all of that. And Crying Charlie was up there at the gate where we would go out in the military. We'd go into the village, and he was holding this little sign out, help me. All right, so what we would do, we'd, you know, reach in our pocket, we'd grab some change. That's what we do, right? But what if you had the ability to change a person's circumstance? Here he is, this man is laying at the gate. He's lame, can't move, but he's begging. Now, Peter and John have a decision. He saw Peter and John. He goes through the routine. Hey, got any money? Can you help me? And Peter said, look at us. Look at us. Eye contact. Sometimes we're afraid to look at each other in the eye because either we did something to somebody or we getting ready to do something to somebody. We don't know what we kind of have issues with this thing called eye contact. Somebody said if you look in a person's eyes, you can see into their soul. Whether that's true or not, they wanted this man's attention. The easy thing to do. Well, just give him an offering. Just go on about your business. That's it. Done. Then tomorrow he'd be back in the same shape asking somebody else for money. By the way, I didn't tell y'all the end of the story about Crying Charlie, did I? Crying Charlie evidently made a lot of money begging. Because while he was at Osan, the little village, he also owned some condominiums up at Seoul. And what he would do, he would hire people to beat him up, you know. And we even gave him clothes to wear. And the next week we turned around, the clothes that they were all torn to shreds because he hired people to beat him up because he could make money that way. It's called playing on your sympathies. But according to Dr. Luke, this man wasn't playing. This was his lot in life. He could not get up. Now, Peter and John could have said, well, hey, let me help you a little bit. You can at least talk. And so what you'll do is that if you can make a living talking, that's better than begging. No, they didn't lecture him on that. They didn't get into all that. They looked at him. And I like it when people can look at you and look past your faults. Now, I know Jesus can do that. But sometimes when we look at folks, especially if we know them, yeah, I know you, yeah, yeah, oh yeah, I got you sized up, yeah, I know all about you. But aren't you glad that when God looks at you, he doesn't look at your problem. He looks at your weakness. He looks at your issue and said, I'm going to make you better because he loves you. I'm so glad that the love of God is not based on performance. God loved you before you were even created, which meant he'd already decided in his mind, no matter what you do, no matter what you say, I'm going to love you. I wish we could love like that. Wouldn't that be good? You've got to see something worth saving. Everybody else saw a broken man. Everybody else saw a loser. Everybody else was seeing a beggar. But Peter and John saw potential. God had spoken to them. The Lord was now on their mind, and now the Lord's power was now focused on that man's need. Somebody said the church should really be a place of healing. Sometimes I think we get it backwards. We're the place that inflicts pain. We get on each other's nerves. Come on, be real. But what if we look past all of that? What if we said to ourselves, we can be what God created us to be? We can grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ. We can be used of God to do a mighty work. So you got to see something that's worth saving. But then secondly, you've got to know something that's worth doing. A lot of activity. I brought out in my notes that there, the reason why we can't get busy with God is because we're too busy doing other things. We're busy doing that. And, you know, we got to, come on now. We live in a world, it's all about us, right? We do selfies all through life. This is me, you know. You know, I'm somebody. Well, God knows you're somebody, so don't let's lay that side that point aside, and let's focus on what we can do for others. After all, you have two eyeballs, and they're both facing out, right? So that means it's hard for you to see yourself unless you're going around with a mirror or a cell phone. Peter looked straight at him, and so did John, and he said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting. Does he have faith? Oh, yeah, he's got faith. But he has faith in the things that are limited to what he knows. He doesn't know what God can do. That's where they come in. That's where they come in. But you gotta be able to say, I know something. I know that what you need is more than money. I know that what you need is God's strength. I know that you need God's power. In order for us to do that, we have got to slow down. Now, I'm probably stepping on my own toes, and I'm preaching to my own self. Do this. Just do this. That's called calming, right? You're going to calm. I didn't say go to sleep. I said slow down. You can't even see your own needs unless you slow down. In church, we need to slow down. We've got to stop rushing through life. The grave's going to wait on you. Don't worry. He'll be there. If you don't believe that, go to our cemetery and visit it. And grave will tell you, I'm waiting on you. Why rush through life? Why spend your time in a frantic race to get where? To success, more money, meet more friends, or to be on center stage? That is not what life is all about. Life is about you using your gifts and say, you know what? Today was a pretty good day. I was able to do something. I was able to help somebody. When you start focusing on those things, now the goal is not for you just to get up, but it's to help someone else to their feet. Let's see what else happened in this thing. They saw something that was worth saving. They knew something that was worth doing. They knew something that was worth doing. A lot of us know stuff. We got data. We got facts. But do you know something that's actually worth doing? At the end of the day, can you say amen to it? Or better yet, can God say amen to it?
Amen.
Focus on that. A couple of things here. If we're going to believe, there are a couple of things that have to take place. First of all, the apostles, and what did they believe? Well, they believe we can help. Government says that I can help. And you cringe. You say, oh, man. I'm going to stop. I'm not going to get on that bus. Okay. Say this with me. We can help. But then you got to also say, we have God's power. A lot of people will say, yeah, I got the power and I got the love of Jesus. Show me. If you got it, which you say you got it, show me. They had it. How did they know when they had it? The Holy Spirit was speaking to them every step of the way. Let me tell you what your problems will do for you. Your problems will get you to the place where you're listening to God. Okay, Lord, am I helping y'all out? Okay, Lord, what do I do now? How do I deal with this situation? Lord, this person just cussed me out, so how am I going to respond to that? I'm about to say something that I know I shouldn't say. Amen. I'm about to do something that I know I shouldn't do. Amen. Hold me, Jesus. Amen. When you got the power of God, you will respond to things in a right way. Amen. You will respond in a way that glorifies and honors the Lord. They said, we're going to give it away. We're going to give it away. So how did the man respond? Well, the lame man, he believed, I'm going to accept this. I'm going to accept this. I want to say to some of us, and I say us, we got problems with accepting. We can give, but then when we're down, you need some help? No, I got it. You don't have it. Go and admit to yourself, I need help. I got problems with that. I got big problems with it. And my biggest problem is when folks have helped me, then they turn around and tell everybody. Yeah, I helped Reverend Coleman. Yeah, he got all messed up. I had to help him out. You know, yeah, he needed me. That's what I got a problem with. But I'm getting over it. You know why? Because I'm old and I don't care what you say. I ain't gonna let you talk me out of my blessing. Go on, talk. Amen. That's the reason why I don't wear my hearing aids now. I don't have to worry about what people say. I'm just saying. But the man also said, I need God's power. If you got God's power, then I want it. Ladies and gentlemen, the place where God's power is generated in the church. But it can't stay in the church and get used by the church. Lord, that was deep preaching there. You got to take it out. While you are on fire for God, go somewhere and warm somebody else up. Let them know that the power of Jesus is real. Let them know that God Almighty is alive in your life. And when you do that, I guarantee that people will fall in love with Jesus. They'll do it. The lame man said, I won't help. I need God's strength. I need his power. And then he said one thing. I will get up. You can pray for people all you want to. And your prayer can be just as fervent as you need it to be. And I'm here to tell you that when you pray for people, if something doesn't click in their mind, if something doesn't turn on a switch in their mind that says, you know what? I think I can get up. I don't have to live this way. I'm talking to somebody now. You don't have to continue with that, especially when you have God's power to raise you up. Let's see how it works. We're getting about ready to close. In case you're looking at your watch, we're about ready. We're almost done. So not only must it be something that you see, something that is worth saving, and you know something that is worth doing, you also have to have something in order to do something. You can't give what you don't have. I can tell you I want you to have $1 million, but that's different. You know I don't have it. Right? But it's not about silver and gold. I said it's not about silver and gold. Let me say it again. It's not about silver and gold. It's about what I do have. And I'll tell you one thing. I don't have all the money. I don't have all the riches. But I got Jesus, and that's enough for me. Yeah, I don't need to tell you. He brought me from a mighty long way. He kept me. in times when I couldn't even keep myself. Here's what Peter said. Silver and gold I do not have. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to watch what Peter says. Peter says, I don't have silver and gold. Now, pretend that that's a pause in that statement, and the man's over here, he's holding out his hand, and all of a sudden he goes, oh, man. But they said, look at us. What we do have, we give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The King James, I love the way it says, rise and walk. You got to get up. Some of you today that I'm preaching to, you've been down for a long time. And you try to hide it. You try to hide it behind a smile. You try to hide it behind your conversation, but inside you're hurting. Today's your day to get up. Amen. Today is your day to say, God is going to raise me up. God is in my life. I've been down a long time. Yes, what happened, happened, but today is a brand new day. Can y'all say this to me? This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, when the words are spoken, you still need help because remember, the man did not know how to walk. He needed help. He never had walking lessons. He's never had his parents to grab him by the hands and for them to just make those little toddler steps. He never knew that. He had always been lame. So what they did, they intervened and said, you know what? You don't know how to do all these things. Let me help you up. You've got to exert some physical energy of your own. Yeah, God's going to give the power, but you got to use your power. Some of y'all, I ain't touching them folk. COVID's still around. I ain't messing. Jesus got his hands dirty. He reached out and touched a leper. Didn't have to do it. Could have just spoken the word, Miss Cablet, and it was done. But he said, no, I'm going to touch you. There's a human touch. That you got to enter, you got to interject that thing. You got to start being personal. And when you start doing that, Dr. Franklin, that's when people respond. Now, I'll just send you an email. Or I'll just send you a text message. I love you, smiley face. Shake my hand. And if I'm down, take my hand. Help lift me up. If we're going to get over this brokenness in our world, we got to lift each other up. Amen. We got to help each other become strong. I've never done some things before until somebody can show me I'm willing to reach out a helping hand and lift you up. Amen. Notice the verse says, they helped him up. They helped him up. He got to his feet. And when he got to his feet, can I be dramatic? I know y'all say, we don't want you to be dramatic. I'm going to be dramatic. He said, wait a minute. I got something here. That's when you can jump. That's when you can leap. That's when you can run. That's when you can get excited. Because when God gives you something, the world can't take it away from you. Some of you know what it means for God to raise you up. Some of you know what it means for the Lord to pick us up by his strong hand. You do that. Not only will you get up, but somebody else will get up. I'm going to close. I'm gonna get ready to close. Let me see what else I got on my notes. That's the last one. You got to have confidence. Everybody say, got to have confidence. Do not second guess what God tells you. Amen. Don't second guess it. Start saying to yourself, if God said it, it's so. Amen. Not only that, Ms. Mills, here we go. If God said it, just do it. Amen. Just do it. Why should I do that? Because if you don't do it, yeah, other folks, they're going to be happy. Yeah, you didn't do that. But now you got God mad at you. If God said, you can do it, you can do it. Y'all ready to jump? Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go. First of all, you got to have confidence. Where do we get our confidence from? I can. How many things? How many days a week, Monday and Tuesday? Every day of the week? All the time? If God is in you, he's more than the world against you. If God be for you, man cannot be against you. Stand on your feet and give God some praise, because he is worthy of all praise, all power, all goodness, all mercy is in his hand. And guess what? He put it in your hand. What you gonna do with it? How you gonna handle it? How you gonna make it? If the Lord be for you, he's more than the world against you. Clap your hands. Finish. If Philippians 4:13 wasn't good for you, guess what? I got another one. Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all. Yes, somebody. Yes, somebody. Oh, when you got it. When you got it. You don't mind. Tell another folk I got it. When you got it, you don't mind telling other people, I got it. Do you have it? Do you have it? Do you have it? Who was it I heard Ty Trippin? Was it Ty Trippin said, get up, get up, get up, get up. Get up, get up, get up, get up.
Yeah.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Now,
woo!
Watch this. Watch this. The pep rally is coming to a close. And you're getting ready to go back out there into a mean world. When you start saying, I got you got what? But you know what you tell them? If God raised me up, you can't put me down. You can't put me down. Hallelujah. Getting ready to close the service. Getting ready to close the service. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not making a prophecy over you as to say some mystery, but I'm proclaiming a word over you. You have God's power. It's in you. The same power that raised up Jesus from the dead now dwells in you. You got to make up your mind. I'm going to take it wherever I go. If people don't want it, I'm going to go to the next one and offer it to them. Or to the next one. And I'm so glad that we've got organizations that believe in helping people, like the Deltas and many other sororities, like some of the fraternities. It's not about drawing attention to ourselves, but it's letting people know that we've got a source of strength that can help you. So my word of encouragement to you, now that you have gotten up, reach out that hand. Help somebody else up. Help somebody else up. You know, that was an old song that my aunt had. It used to sing. I don't even know all the words to it, but it just has a simple message. If I can help somebody as I go along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or song. If I can show somebody that they are traveling wrong, then my living shall not be in vain. Is that all right?
Say it again.
Be careful. Then they will say, then my living shall if I can show somebody they are traveling wrong, then my living, then my living. We gotta go. Be in vain. Yes, sir.
Lord,
gonna get an invitation. Is there anyone today? Maybe online you can't come in here, but if there's one that's in here and you feel the Lord moving on your heart to get up, it's your time now. If you're online, you can correspond with us. Go to our website, crossroadbc.com, and we'll be able to share with you some of the things that you need to know about Christ and how to put your trust in Him so that your living will not be in vain. The doors of the church are open. Jesus said, whosoever will, let him come. If there be one that's lost, or there one desiring to rededicate their life, how the Lord is dealing with you, we invite you to come.
I started out with Jesus at a very early age. Yes, I know him nearly all my life. I admit there were times when I stumbled along the way, but somehow I got to make it in. I got a job to do, and I must work, and I can't stop until it's through. Now I'm determined. I got a made up mind. I can't stand around wasting my time. I'm gonna keep on working for Jesus every day of my life. I got heaven on my mind. I can't walk around criticizing someone else. There are some things I'd rather leave behind. You know what? Instead of talking about that he said, that she said, that they said, cause it's all I can do to keep my own self in line. Cause I must tell the story and work while it's day, cause I'm going all the way. Now I'm determined. I got a made up mind. I can't stand around wasting my time. for Jesus every day of my life, 'cause I got heaven on my mind. Oh, I can't understand how some people move so slow. Maybe they just don't know just what time it is. But you know what? He's coming back, and I know it won't be long. I gotta get ready for my star and crown. I wanna hear him say, well done. I'm determined, I gotta made up mind. I can't stand around wasting my time. I'm gonna keep on working for Jesus every day of my life, 'cause I got heaven on my mind. Yeah, you can't talk about me. Say what you wanna say. You can't stand around wasting your time. But while you talking, I'm gonna keep on walking, 'cause I got heaven on my mind. Yeah. I got heaven.
Yeah, I got heaven.
Said I got. I got heaven. Heaven on my mind.
We celebrate the goodness of God, and while Brother Dill is coming for dismissal, we also thank God for the privilege of giving, sharing. We thank the Lord for the gift that's been given by the Deltas, but we too can present our gifts to the Lord. Those of you that are online, go to our website and follow the website. It'll give you information as to how you can give, how you can donate, how you can contribute to the cause of Christ. Amen. Brother Joe is going to come without dismissing.
Happy birthday, Reverend Ray. See all this green out here. You know, they say it's St. Patrick's Day, right? I don't know who he is, but I think I know Jesus. And by the way, today is my birthday. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we thank you today for the message that you have given to us. As we look at the world today, Lord, we are so grateful that you saved us. You sent your son, Jesus. And that you have given us a choice, Father, now that we are able to participate in giving. And you've given us this choice so that you can know our hearts. We thank you for that privilege. And we do pray, dear God, that you bless this offering so that it can be used in order that men and women, boys and girls, may come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and accept him as their Savior. We thank you for this privilege. And now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord cause the light of his countenance to shine upon you and bless you with his peace this day and all of your tomorrows. Let the church say amen.
Shall prosper. Heal one word. No. Shall prosper. Christmas.